McKenna Click, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, your ice cream palace, Yummy Bunny, has really taken downtown Fort Wayne by storm. Congratulations on that. How long had that been a dream for you before you made it a reality?
Well, as far as opening an ice cream shop, it wasn't necessarily my dream from childhood or anything. I wanted to be a business owner. I believe that I've got a passion to lead a team, and owning a business would be a wonderful platform just to be able to manage. And I also love to serve people. So I thought, okay, you know, let's bring something to Fort Wayne that we don't have. And ice cream was our logical first step. And so, yeah, business owner, yeah, that was always a dream. Ice cream, it just sort of happened when we felt that there was a need in Fort Wayne.
A happy one, too. And you can all of a sudden be everybody's best friend if you're going to serve them good ice cream, too. That's nice. Okay, yeah. So how did you come up with your signature yummy bun?
Well, it is a traditional, I want to say that it's Vietnamese. It's a Chinese milk bun stuffed with ice cream. And so you'll see that other places in the world do the same thing. What makes ours different is that we've got an Amish deep fried yeast donut with a very high butterfat ice cream. So it's our little Midwest twist, if you will, on an Asian dessert, making it our own and making it special.
Making it quite special, and good for you.
Thank you.
Great idea. So you opened not quite a year ago. How did the off-season debut work for you and this new business?
Well, the initial thought was that we would have the off season to work out any kinks, hopefully build up a little bit of a following and be able to make back some of our initial investment so that for summer, you know, we're a well-oiled machine. However, that did not happen that way. pretty soon after opening, I'm sure you've seen pictures of the lines. Yeah. And at the beginning, we sold out of ice cream. We sold out of the buns, the donut. So instead of thinking that I would have some months to build a team and get some planning in place, we were just thrown into it. But I guess it worked out just fine. It was really exciting, and it caused me to think on my toes and to build quickly. So yeah, lots of obstacles to overcome, but I think that we did it really well, and I'm just so proud of the people who started with me. I only started with 3 employees, and now I employ 16. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
and I'm proud of all of you for really taking the challenge and going right with it. And,
yeah.
And as a matter of fact, once the spring and summer did hit, was there even a measurable more of a deluge? And apparently you did okay with that.
Right. Yeah. You know, each month has increased, and well, it's really a luxury to have been able to hire more people. Mm-hmm. I have grown significantly, not only as a business owner, but as a manager. So just those things being in place, even though there were longer lines, we were able to do it even better, more efficiently.
Right.
Because we were able as a team to just, I'd like to say, turn them and burn them.
That's great.
Here we go. You know, here's the line, and let's prepare for it. And as a team, we were just able to do it efficiently and with a lot of fun.
That is a good point, because you really did have combat training in the ranks and right there, and you survived it so well.
Yes,
good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about that yummy bun. Now, there's 2-3 ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the big secret as to having perfect ingredients?
Well, I tried over 30 brands of ice cream, and I tried, 5 to 6 different bakeries. That was just finding that perfect bite, really. The ice cream comes from Madison, Wisconsin, so I'd like to call it regional at least, or Midwest. If I could find one right here in town, I would have loved that.
But go for the superior.
Right.
Concept.
However, I haven't met anybody that could keep up with us either, as far as our demand and our quantities that we need. So finding that delicious ice cream at that high butterfat content, low overrun, which overrun is how much air is put into the ice cream. We've got a very, very low amount of air in ice cream that we serve. So it was finding that creamy, delicious ice cream and then pairing it with a donut that was that perfect bite. That, in addition to our fun toppings, makes for, you know, what I think to be like a textural dream. Yeah, it's just a fun thing to eat, and it's a beautiful product by the time we're done with it, and that's something that we strive for. that every bun has the opportunity to be placed on social media somewhere. And so yes, we're always going to try our best to make it picture worthy.
I know your confections do a photograph well, and I also expect that a lot of our listeners right now, and including myself, their mouths are watering for this. Now, your little toppings that you put on or anything, any goodness people can imagine that does crunch, like cereal things and candy confetti and nuts and coconut, you name it, right?
Yeah, exactly. This week we have bacon, which was something that we heard a lot of our followers that they wanted bacon, that they needed bacon on this donut ice cream sandwich. So luckily I was in touch with our friends over at Junk Ditch Brewery and I said, can you guys make me some bacon? And they were happy to oblige. So you're right. Yeah, I mean, anything from Cheez-Its, gummies, sprinkles, popcorn. Yeah. I myself love the salty sweet combination. So as I'm the one who creates all of these, I am constantly trying new things. I do a lot of research and development. I travel quite a bit. And not only am I eating, you know, at some of the high-end restaurants and taking inspiration from these beautiful pastries or desserts that they have, but also just our familiar childhood palate. I always liked animal crackers with peanut butter. And so one time we did a peanut butter and animal cracker thing. So we're pulling inspiration from everywhere.
That is just great. How many of that signature piece, the yummy bun, might you sell on a busy day? Can you track that?
I'll tell you that we've sold over 110,000 buns since opening. I want to say, you know, 2,000 buns, something like that would be on the higher end of what we've done on a Saturday. But anymore, you know, at the beginning, I was tracking every single day, you know, down to the minute. What did we do? How are we doing? Sure. How can we do better? And now, you know, it's a little bit more of a broad view. How did we do this week? How did we do this month?
Sure, because you have all the basic tracking and the basic flow. You do have other wonderful ice cream confections on the menu. Is it all the basic ice cream store wonderment?
Pretty much. We do have a pretty simple menu. Ice cream by the scoop in a cup. It was pretty intentional that we didn't have cones. Mm-hmm. I want to make people try the donut, you know, because otherwise maybe somebody would come in and say, oh, I don't want that. I'll just have a waffle cone. I wanted to make it accessible for everyone to maybe try the donut when they were a little bit timid. So no cones at this point, but we've got cups. We also have craft soda floats.
Great.
I get my craft soda from Antiqueology in Huntington, which is a wonderful place. Right now, we might have 8 to 9 different kinds of craft soda, and then you pick your ice cream, and we'll create a float for you. And then we also have nitro cold brew coffee, and we add ice cream to that as well, which is absolutely delicious.
That's European and
affogato and is, you know, an Italian thing where you do like espresso over ice cream, which is just my idea of heaven. And then on Mondays, we do Cinnamondays with Grace Kelly's cinnamon rolls, and you can get our signature yummy bun with a cinnamon roll.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's massive and delicious, so you might want to share it the first time.
Before you get totally addicted.
Yeah,
yes, I understand that. So, the store interior, bravas on that, McKenna, I have to say
thank you.
You studied interior design.
I did. And
you've worked in ice cream shops. Which was more important to you here when it came to designing, or was it truly the both that made such a knockout gorgeous ice cream store?
Oh, thanks. I think that as far as the functionality, if you will, or the practicality of things, working in an ice cream shop for a couple of years right out of high school, that's the experience that helped me with, like I said, the function, the daily, you know, what do you even need to start an ice cream shop? You know, how many scoops do you start with? And how do you scoop?
What size scoopers do you start with?
Right. Yeah. So many different things. And I knew, you know, a little bit about the Board of Health because I'd worked in restaurant. So just real basic things. A lot of that did come from my experience. And then as far as design and why the store looks the way that it does, I drew inspiration again from all over the world. I've been very fortunate to travel and to draw inspiration from so many big cities where if you go into any place, your jaw drops. And I just wanted people in Fort Wayne, whether it was a destination that they're not from Fort Wayne or if this is your home, that you come in and you say, wow, what a neat little shop. clean and bright, and then hot pink. Well, I just had to have some fun with that.
You had a lot of fun, I think. And yes, yeah, it certainly shows in your interior.
Mm. Yeah, it has just been so much fun. I wanted a real clean look to it, modern, but also the building is over 100 years old. And I wanted to keep the charm of the history of Fort Wayne and in that building in particular. And then being able to just pizzazz it with a little pink neon here and there, that was just the extra special touch that we put into it.
I would say, and mighty tasty, the result is walking into a fantasy that really does touch all of the senses. Yes, yeah. Great job. I am kind of curious, are you looking toward, or again, in your business plan, besides your wildest dreams, are you thinking of expansion and, for that matter, perhaps one day franchise?
It's certainly been asked of us while we're in the story. You know, people have come up and they either want to know if it is a franchise or if there is an opportunity to franchise. And I think it's just about being as strategic and intentional that we were with this one, and that going forward would be our intention for any other Yummy Bunny, that it's the right place and the right time. And I would love to open another one. I don't believe that it would be in Fort Wayne. I love being downtown. I love the resurgence of what's going on mm-hmm. down there, and really proud of Fort Wayne. And so I'd like to stay there in the heart of the city. As far as going outward, we've even scoped out a couple different cities. That's in the works. Of course, this is the mothership, and so we have to make sure that we are doing our very best and not losing sight of what we've got here and still creating and maintaining. I mean, that's a huge, huge part of it, is maintaining why this is special and taking care of our customers that we're so grateful for. So with that in mind, yeah, we would love to open others, franchise. I mean, maybe after I had a few other stores under my belt, sure. But first and foremost, Yummy Bunny Fort Wayne is part of my heart, and we're going to always work really, really hard to keep that right there and doing well.
McKenna Click is the creator and owner of the Yummy Bunny in downtown Fort Wayne. Thank you for making time to join us today, McKenna. And here's to your wild and crazy ice cream confections.
Thank you.